Tony Dungy says he strives to be the kind of chapel speaker that his own kids won't complain about, which means he can't be old or unrelatable. So, to the students at Taylor University, he urged them to believe in their religious convictions on both good days and bad.
I'm trying to use my life to lead people to Christ, whether I'm on the mountaintop of a Super Bowl victory or in the valley of being fired. God is still there if I'll keep my eyes and heart on him.
Dungy says if it weren't for his bad days, like being released as a player with the NFL after 3 seasons and being fired as the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he'd have never made it to Indianapolis to lead the Colts to a Super Bowl victory.
The Buccaneers, when I got there, had 13 straight losing seasons. 2 years later, we were in the playoffs. We're in the playoffs 4 years out of the 6 I was there, and I got fired. What is the Lord trying to show me from this? Well, 2 days after I got fired, Jim Mersey called and he said he wanted me to be the head coach of the Colts.
Dungy spoke as part of his All-Pro Dad program, part of the Florida-based national nonprofit, Family First. In Upland, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.